Welcome to All Angels, the Daily Office in Plain Song. I'm James Michael Joyner, and this is morning prayer for Monday in the third week of Lent. Our psalm this morning is Psalm 80, sung to tone 4, and our canticles for Mondays in Lent are the first song of Isaiah and the song of the redeemed, S213 and S267 in the hymnal 1982. As you can probably tell, my voice is very hoarse right now. I've been sick, but like I've said before, we don't do this to sound pretty. We do this to give praise to God. And while I have breath, I will be doing that. So if it's hard for you to listen to, I don't blame you for skipping and coming back in a few days when I'll probably sound better. But, you know, I'm here to sing with you. So if you're able to sing at home, hopefully that, if you're able to sing in a very low register at home, hopefully that is edifying for you. But either way, God will be praised. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the one creator, glory to the way. Glory to the Holy Spirit, three in one the same. As it was in the beginning, evermore shall be. Is now and throughout all the ages, the Holy Trinity. Our God is full of compassion and mercy. O come, let us adore them. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us heartily rejoice in the strength of our salvation. Let us come before their presence with thanksgiving, and show ourselves glad in them with songs. Our God is full of compassion and mercy. O come, let us adore thee. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In their hand are all the corners of the earth, and the strength of the hills is theirs also. The sea is theirs, and they made it, and their hands prepared the dry land. O come, let us adore thee. O come, let us worship and fall down, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For they are the Lord our God, and we are the people of their pasture and the sheep of their hand. Our God is full of compassion and mercy. O come, let us adore them. Today, if you will hear their voice, harden not your heart. As in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your forebears tempted me, proved me and saw my works. O come, let us adore them. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their hearts, for they have not known my ways. Unto whom I swear in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest. Our God is full of compassion and mercy. O come, let us adore them. Stir up your strength, stir up your strength, O Lord, and come to help us. Hear, O Shepherd of Israel, leading Joseph like a flock. Shine forth, you that are enthroned upon the cherubim, in the presence of Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Stir up your strength and come to help us. Restore us, O God of hosts. Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angered despite the prayers of your people? You have fed them with the bread of tears. You have given them bowls of tears to drink. You have made us the derision of our neighbors, and our enemies laugh us to scorn. Restore us, O God of hosts. Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved. You have brought a vine out of Egypt. You cast out the nations and planted it. You prepared the ground for it. It took root and filled the land. The mountains were covered by its shadow, and the towering cedar trees by its boughs. You stretched out its tendrils to the sea, and its branches to the river. Why have you broken down its wall, so that all who pass by pluck off its grapes? The wild boar of the forest has ravaged it, and the beasts of the field have grazed upon it. Turn now, O God of hosts, look down from heaven. Behold and tend this vine. Preserve what your right hand has planted. They burn it with fire like rubbish. At the rebuke of your countenance, let them perish. Let your hand be upon the man of your right hand, the son of man you have made so strong for yourself. And so will we never turn away from you. Give us life that we may call upon your name. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved. Stir up your strength, O Lord, and come to help us. Glory to the holy and undivided Trinity, one God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Stir up your strength, O Lord, and come to help us. A reading from the book of Jeremiah. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord: stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word, and say, hear the word of the Lord, all you men of Judah who enter these gates to worship the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will let you dwell in this place. Do not trust in these deceptive words. This is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. For if you truly amend your ways and your doings, if you truly execute justice one with another, if you do not oppress the alien, the fatherless, or the widow, or shed innocent blood in this place, and if you do not go after other gods to your own hurt, then I will let you dwell in this place, in the land that I gave of old to your fathers forever. Behold, you who trust in deceptive words to no avail, will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, burn incense to Baal, and go after other gods you have not known, and then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered, only to go on doing all these abominations? Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, I myself have seen it, says the Lord. Go now to my place that was in Shiloh, where I made my name dwell at first, and see what I did to it for the wickedness of my people Israel. And now, because you have done all these things, says the Lord, and when I spoke to you persistently, you did not listen, and when I called you, you did not answer. Therefore I will do to the house which is called by my name, and in which you trust, and to the place which I gave to you and to your fathers, as I did to Shiloh. And I will cast you out of my sight, as I cast all your kinsmen, all the offspring of Ephraim. Here ends the reading. Surely it is God who saves me. I will trust in him and not be afraid. For the Lord is my stronghold and my sure defense, and he will be my Savior. Therefore you shall draw water with rejoicing from the springs of salvation. And on that day you shall say, give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name. Make his deeds known among the peoples. See that they remember that his name is exalted. Sing the praises of the Lord, for he has done great things, and this is known in all the world. Cry aloud, inhabitants of Zion, ring out your joy. For the great one in the midst of you is the Holy One of Israel. Sing the praises of the Lord, for he has done great things. A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. What then shall we say about Abraham, our forefather according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by his works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. What does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. Now to one who works, his wages are not reckoned as a gift, but as his due. And to one who does not work, but trusts him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is reckoned as righteousness. So also David pronounces a blessing upon the man to whom God reckons righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord will not reckon his sin. Is this blessing pronounced only upon the circumcised or also upon the uncircumcised? We say that faith was reckoned to Abraham as righteousness. How then was it reckoned to him? Was it before or after he had been circumcised? It was not after, but before he was circumcised. He received circumcision as a sign or seal of the righteousness which he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. The purpose was to make him the father of all who believe without being circumcised and who thus have righteousness reckoned to them. And likewise the father of the circumcised, who are not merely circumcised, but also follow the example of faith, which our father Abraham had before he was circumcised. Here ends the reading. All nations will draw near and fall down before you, because your just and holy works have been revealed. O ruler of the universe, Lord God, great deeds are they that you have done, surpassing human understanding. Your ways are ways of righteousness and truth, O King of all the ages. Who can fail to do you homage, Lord, and sing the praises of your name? For you only are the Holy One. All nations will draw near and fall down before you, because your just and holy works have been revealed. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Clothe your ministers with righteousness. Let your people sing with joy. Give peace, O Lord, in all the world, for only in you can we live in safety. Lord, keep this nation under your care, and guide us in the way of justice and truth. Let your way be known upon earth, your saving health among all nations. Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten, nor the hope of the poor be taken away. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and sustain us with your Holy Spirit. Almighty God, you know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. Keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body, and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. O God, the King eternal, whose light divines the day from the night and turns the shadow of death to the morning, try far from us all wrong desires, incline our hearts to keep your law, and guide our feet into the way of peace, that having done your will with cheerfulness during the day, we may, when night comes, rejoice to give you thanks. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of your faithful people is governed and sanctified, receive our supplications and prayers which we offer before you, for all members of your holy church, that in their vocation and ministry they may truly and devoutly serve you. Through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.